Anchorage teachers have a new contract. It gives them a small raise that doesn't keep up with the cost of living and eliminates benefits for part-time educators. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
The tentative contract with the district is so-so, says Andy Holloman, president of the Anchorage Education Association.
There's a 1% increase in the salary schedule this year and the next 2 years. That wouldn't keep us paced with inflation.
Holloman says any raise in the current economic climate is better than nothing. The starting salary for a first-year teacher with a bachelor's degree is more than $47,000 and tops out at nearly $90,000 with a doctorate and 20-plus years of experience. Teachers will get a $1,500 bonus in their first and third years of the 3-year contract to make up for the small raise. For several years now, the district has been wrestling with the rising cost of benefits. The AEA represents roughly 3,500 teachers and certificated educators in Anchorage. The negotiations have been going on for about 6 months. Holloman says one big compromise was benefits for part-time employees.
We did what we considered a significant give that has a bad impact on a handful of our members. It used to be if you were half-time as an educator, you could get full insurance benefits. You now have to be working at least three-quarter time.
The change will impact about 150 union members. Members voted on the agreement Wednesday. Margaret Gadsden is a guidance counselor at East High School and an AEA member. She says overall, she's pleased with the deal.
In the climate that exists in our nation and in our state, we're not getting frozen. We're not getting rolled back. It could be a lot more dire for us. And especially when you're looking at the Anchorage School District is looking at, again, another year of huge budget cuts that they're going to have to make. So, you know, to be able to have something that's at least attempting to give us a little bit more is good.
Russell Hood is a physics teacher at East High School. He and his wife, who's a doctor, have 2 kids. He teaches 60% of full time, which equals 3 classes. The family depends on his benefits, he says, because his wife's insurance would be inadequate and more expensive. He says he'll likely add more hours in order to keep his benefits, but that comes at a cost.
The reason I work 0.6 is because it allows me to get my kids to school at the elementary start times 9 o'clock, and I want to do that for them. And financially, we don't need that extra money. So it's nice to have that family time, both seeing my kids to school and then picking them up, of course, after school.
The school board is likely to approve the agreement at their next scheduled board meeting, September 9th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.